Judas Iscariot, a name that echoes through the centuries, has become synonymous with betrayal. The figure of Judas is often associated with the image of the ultimate traitor, the one who handed Jesus over to the Roman authorities for 30 pieces of silver. However, this simplistic view hides the complexities of his life and the dilemmas that led him to make this decision. To fully understand Judas's legacy, it is essential to explore not only the act of betrayal, but also the circumstances and motivations that preceded it. From the early days of Christianity, the story of Judas has been a source of fascination and controversy. His betrayal is seen as one of the most critical moments in the narrative of the Passion of Christ, but the reasons that led him to this point are often obscured by simplistic interpretations. Judas was not just a traitor, he was a man of flesh and blood, with dreams, hopes, and frustrations, whose actions, though condemnable, were shaped by a series of internal and external factors. Throughout this video, we will delve into the life of Judas, from his childhood in Kerioth to his role as a disciple of Jesus, exploring the internal tensions and external pressures that culminated in the most famous betrayal in history. This journey will allow us not only to better understand Judas as an individual, but also to reflect on universal themes of loyalty, repentance, and redemption. To fully understand Judas's actions, it is crucial to contextualize them within the tumultuous setting of first century Judea. At that time, the region was under the oppressive rule of the Roman Empire, which created an environment of constant tension. The Jews lived under severe military occupation, with heavy taxes and a suffocating Roman presence, which fueled discontent and the expectation for a liberating leader, a Messiah who would free them from the Roman yoke. Messianic fervor was at its peak, with many Jews believing that the ancient prophecies were about to be fulfilled. This hope was mixed with the despair of life under occupation, creating an atmosphere charged with expectation and anxiety. Jesus of Nazareth emerged in this context, preaching a message of love and redemption, but also of a kingdom that was not of this world, which contrasted with the popular expectations of a warrior Messiah. Judas, like many other Jews of the time, grew up immersed in these tensions. His worldview was shaped by stories of liberation and justice, of leaders who guided Israel in times of crisis. This historical background is essential to understand Judas's motivations, as he, like many others, expected Jesus to be the leader who would finally liberate Israel from Roman rule. Judas Iscariot was born in the town of Kerioth, in the region of Judea, an area known for its nationalist fervor and strong resistance to Roman occupation. Growing up in Kerioth meant being surrounded by stories of oppression and struggle, and these narratives certainly shaped Judas's perspective on the world and on the role a Messiah should play. From an early age, he was immersed in the Hebrew scriptures, hearing the stories of Moses, Joshua, and the judges, leaders who had liberated Israel in times of crisis. The religious education Judas received in his childhood was fundamental in forming his expectations regarding the Messiah. He grew up believing that the Messiah would be a strong and powerful leader, someone who would bring justice and deliverance to the people of Israel. This expectation was reinforced by the political and social conditions of his time, which were marked by poverty, Roman oppression, and a burning desire for liberation. Life in Kerioth also influenced Judas's personality. The town, located in the region of Judea, set him apart from the other disciples, most of whom were Galileans. This geographical difference may have contributed to a sense of isolation within the group of disciples, something that, combined with his high messianic expectations, may have played a crucial role in shaping his character and the decisions he would later make. Judas's messianic expectations were deeply influenced by the context of Roman oppression in which he lived. First century Judea was in turmoil, with the Jewish people eagerly awaiting a Messiah who would free them from foreign rule. This expectation was not just a religious hope, but also a political and social necessity. The Romans imposed heavy taxes, and the constant presence of Roman soldiers in the streets was a daily reminder of subjugation. Judas, like many of his contemporaries, expected the Messiah to be a warrior leader, someone who would bring political liberation and restore the kingdom of Israel. Jesus of Nazareth, with his teachings on love, forgiveness, and a spiritual kingdom, initially seemed to Judas to be the fulfillment of these prophecies. But over time, he began to realize that Jesus's teachings did not align with his expectations. This discrepancy between what Judas expected and what Jesus offered created a growing tension within him. While other disciples could accept the spiritual kingdom preached by Jesus, Judas became increasingly frustrated with the lack of political action. This frustration, combined with the weight of messianic expectations, began to erode his loyalty, setting the stage for the eventual betrayal. Judas's encounter with Jesus of Nazareth marked the beginning of a new journey in his life, a journey full of hopes and expectations. When Judas first heard Jesus's words, he saw in them the promise of a different future, a future where Israel would be freed from Roman oppression. Jesus's message, with its focus on a kingdom of God that transcended this world, initially seemed to be the fulfillment of the prophecies Judas had known since childhood. Judas did not make the decision to follow Jesus lightly. Leaving behind his life in Kerioth, his family and his community, was a significant sacrifice. However, the promise of a kingdom of God and the hope of seeing Israel liberated motivated him to take that step. He joined Jesus and the other disciples with great expectation, hoping to see the fulfillment of the prophecies and the liberation of his people. As Judas walked alongside Jesus, he witnessed miracles that reinforced his belief that Jesus was indeed the promised Messiah. However, over time, Judas began to realize that the kingdom Jesus preached was not like the one he had imagined. This realization was the beginning of an internal conflict that would grow until it culminated in the famous betrayal. Judas's decision to follow Jesus was not taken lightly. Leaving behind his life in Kerioth, a town where he was deeply rooted, required a great personal sacrifice. Kerioth, his hometown, was a place where he had family, friends, and a community that shared his beliefs and hopes. Abandoning all of this to follow an itinerant rabbi meant cutting ties with his past in search of something greater, something he believed to be the fulfillment of messianic prophecies. Judas saw in Jesus the hope of a better future for himself and his people. The promise of a kingdom of God, which Jesus preached, seemed to be the answer to the prayers and expectations of many Jews who, like him, were tired of Roman oppression. Judas not only believed that Jesus was the Messiah, but also that he would be the leader who would finally bring freedom and justice to Israel. This hope drove him to make significant sacrifices, including leaving behind his stable life in Kerioth. However, as Judas delved deeper into the life of a disciple, he began to realize that Jesus's vision for Israel's future was radically different from what he had imagined. Jesus did not seem interested in leading a revolt against the Romans, but rather in preaching about a spiritual kingdom focused on love and forgiveness. This disparity between expectation and reality began to create an internal tension in Judas, who felt increasingly torn between his loyalty to Jesus and his own ambitions. Judas Iscariot, by deciding to follow Jesus, became one of the 12 disciples closest to the Messiah. This position gave him direct access to the teachings and the intimacy of Jesus's inner circle. As one of the disciples, Judas witnessed extraordinary miracles, heard parables and sermons that would change the course of history, and had the opportunity to share unique moments with Jesus. This closeness, however, also came with an emotional and psychological burden that eventually contributed to his downfall. Judas's proximity to Jesus gave him a privileged view of the Messiah's decisions and actions. He was not just an ordinary follower. He was someone who had responsibilities within the group, which made him feel special, but also exposed him to constant pressure. This pressure was compounded by Judas's growing realization that Jesus was not fulfilling traditional messianic expectations. While other disciples could accept Jesus's message of love and forgiveness, Judas longed for more tangible and immediate change. This growing frustration, combined with his closeness to Jesus, began to undermine Judas's faith. He found himself increasingly torn between his commitment to Jesus and his own expectations and desires. This internal duality led him to question his choices and seek a way to reconcile his personal ambitions with the reality of Jesus's teachings. Eventually, this tension became unbearable, leading Judas to make the decision that would mark him forever. The first miracles performed by Jesus were decisive moments for Judas Iscariot. As an eyewitness to supernatural events such as the healing of the sick, the multiplication of loaves and fishes, and even the resurrection of the dead, Judas's faith was deeply strengthened. These miracles were not just demonstrations of power for Judas, they were unmistakable signs that Jesus was the promised Messiah, the leader who would finally bring liberation to the people of Israel. Each miracle reinforced Judas's belief that he had made the right choice in following Jesus. Jesus's acts not only confirmed his messianic identity, but also offered Judas a vision of a future where the impossible became possible. Through the miracles, Judas saw the hope of a new era where the Roman yoke would be broken and Israel restored to its former glory. These events fueled his expectation that Jesus would soon take a more active role in Israel's liberation. However, while the miracles strengthened Judas's faith, they also increased his impatience. Each demonstration of power made Judas wonder why Jesus had not yet taken more drastic measures against the Romans. This growing impatience began to generate a silent frustration in Judas, who expected to see quicker and more concrete changes. This conflict between faith in the miracles and Jesus's lack of political action was one of the factors that contributed to the eventual betrayal. Within the group of disciples, Judas Iscariot held a prominent position. He was the treasurer, responsible for managing the group's funds. This role gave him significant responsibility, as money was essential to sustain the itinerant ministry of Jesus and his followers. As treasurer, Judas had direct access to financial resources and, by extension, a form of power and control within the group. However, this role also carried a burden that Judas was not always able to bear. Judas's position as treasurer placed him in a delicate situation. He needed to balance the group's needs with the responsibility of managing the funds fairly and efficiently. Over time, however, this responsibility began to weigh on him. The temptation of money and the power it represented began to erode Judas's integrity. Scriptures suggest that Judas started diverting some of the funds for himself, a sign that his relationship with money had become corrupt. This moral decline was one of the first steps on the path that would lead Judas to betrayal. His growing frustration with Jesus's lack of political action, combined with the temptation of money, created fertile ground for corruption. The role of treasurer, which should have been a position of trust, became a source of temptation and disillusionment for Judas, contributing to his tragic downfall. As time passed, Judas's frustration with Jesus grew. Initially, he believed that Jesus was the Messiah who would bring political liberation to Israel. But as Jesus's teachings increasingly focused on a spiritual kingdom, Judas began to feel disappointed. He expected a leader who would lead a revolt against the Romans, but instead found a teacher who preached about love, forgiveness, and a kingdom that was not of this world. This growing frustration was fueled by Judas's perception that Jesus was not meeting traditional messianic expectations. He wanted to see concrete actions, a tangible change in Israel's political situation, but instead, Jesus continued to speak of a heavenly kingdom. Judas began to feel increasingly isolated within the group of disciples, as his expectations were not shared by the others. This isolation only heightened his frustration, leading him to question whether he had made the right choice in following Jesus. In the end, Judas's frustration became unbearable. He felt betrayed by his own expectations and by Jesus's lack of action. This frustration was one of the main factors that led him to betray Jesus, hoping to force a change or at least obtain some kind of financial compensation. Judas's betrayal was not an impulsive act, but the culmination of a long journey of disillusionment and frustration. The cognitive dissonance of Judas Iscariot began to manifest as he perceived the gap between his expectations and the reality of Jesus's teachings. Judas firmly believed that the Messiah would be a political and military leader who would bring liberation to the Jewish people. However, he encountered a Jesus who spoke of a spiritual kingdom, a kingdom not materialized in earthly power or force, but in love, forgiveness, and service to others. This discrepancy between what Judas expected and what he experienced created a growing internal conflict. He found himself at a crossroads where his faith and expectations collided irreconcilably. Judas began to question not only his loyalty to Jesus, but also the legitimacy of the Messiah's mission. Each sermon on love and forgiveness, each act of compassion, was a painful reminder that the kingdom he imagined was far from becoming a reality. As this dissonance grew, Judas was overcome by deep frustration. He could not understand why Jesus, with all the power he demonstrated, did not take action against the Romans, did not assume the role of a liberating leader. This internal tension eventually led Judas to a tragic decision, to betray Jesus, hoping to force a resolution or at least find a way to resolve his internal conflict. His betrayal was, in large part, a desperate act to relieve the pain of his cognitive dissonance. Judas Iscariot, being the only disciple who was not from Galilee, always felt somewhat different within the group. This geographical difference, combined with his specific messianic expectations, may have contributed to a growing sense of isolation. While the other disciples shared a common background and a simpler understanding of Jesus's message, Judas found himself increasingly distanced, both in thought and spirit. Judas's isolation was exacerbated by his growing frustrations. He began to feel like an outsider, someone whose hopes and dreams were neither understood nor shared by the others. While Peter, John, and the other disciples seemed to accept and even be content with Jesus's spiritual vision, Judas continued to struggle with his own vision of a warrior Messiah. This feeling of exclusion led him to seek answers and solutions outside the circle of disciples. This isolation, both emotional and ideological, was a critical factor that contributed to Judas's decision to betray Jesus. Feeling increasingly disconnected from his companions and his own faith, Judas ultimately chose to act according to his own convictions, even if it meant betraying the man he once believed to be the savior of Israel. Judas's role as treasurer of the group of disciples placed him in a position of great responsibility, but also of temptation. Managing the group's money was not a simple task. It required integrity and discernment to ensure that the resources were used for the common good. However, the power and influence that money provided began to corrupt Judas, slowly leading him away from the path he had chosen when he decided to follow Jesus. The scriptures mention that Judas began stealing from the common fund, an action that signals the beginning of his corruption. This behavior not only tarnished his reputation within the group, but also reflected a moral decline that would be a prelude to his eventual betrayal. The money, which was supposed to be a means of supporting Jesus' ministry, became a tool of self-deception and self-sabotage for Judas. This internal corruption was amplified by the offer of 30 pieces of silver to betray Jesus. For Judas, these coins represented not just financial gain, but an opportunity to regain some control over his life at a moment of great despair and frustration. The money, which initially was merely a resource for survival, transformed into a symbol of his downfall, an element that led him to betray the trust of those he was supposed to protect. The 30 pieces of silver that Judas received in exchange for betraying Jesus are to this day a symbol of betrayal and corruption. In the context of the time, this amount of money was significant but not exorbitant. However, for Judas, these coins represented more than just monetary value. They symbolized a desperate attempt to resolve the internal conflict that tormented him and to gain some control in a situation that seemed beyond his reach. For many, Judas's decision to betray Jesus for 30 pieces of silver appears to be a purely greedy act, but the truth is more complex. These coins were not just a payment, they were an external manifestation of a much deeper internal problem. For Judas, they might have represented a way to force Jesus to act, to take on the role of the political leader he so desperately hoped for, or simply a way to escape the pain and frustration that consumed him. The significance of these 30 pieces of silver is therefore multifaceted. They represent the temptation, corruption, and despair that led Judas to betray the man he once admired. But they also represent the tragedy of a soul lost in its own conflicts and disillusionments, choosing a path that would lead to ruin. The coins, which Judas later tried to return, serve as a reminder that the price of betrayal is always higher than any financial reward. The environment in which Judas lived was dominated by Roman oppression, a factor that played a crucial role in his decision to betray Jesus. First century Judea was a region marked by constant tensions, with the Jewish people living under the crushing weight of Roman occupation. Taxes were exorbitant. Roman soldiers patrolled the streets with a constant and threatening presence, and uprisings frequently broke out, only to be brutally crushed. These conditions created immense pressure on Judas and the other Jews. The expectation of a liberating Messiah was not just a religious desire, but a desperate need for change. For Judas, Jesus initially seemed to be the answer to these prayers, the leader who would finally overthrow the Romans and restore freedom and dignity to Israel. However, as Jesus's teachings focused more on spiritual matters than on political action, Judas began to feel that his hopes were being frustrated. The external pressure of the environment in which he lived, combined with the internal frustration of seeing his expectations unmet, created a perfect storm within Judas. He was caught between the need for immediate action and the reality of a kingdom that was not of this world. This constant tension, both external and internal, pushed him further toward the desperate decision to betray Jesus, hoping that it might provoke the change he so deeply desired. Judas's decision to betray Jesus was, for many, an act of pure desperation. Throughout his time as a disciple, Judas saw his expectations repeatedly frustrated as Jesus continued to preach about a spiritual kingdom instead of leading a revolt against the Romans. This accumulated frustration, combined with internal and external pressure, led Judas to a breaking point. For him, betraying Jesus might have been a way to force a change, to provoke a reaction that would finally bring about the long-awaited liberation. Judas's betrayal was not an impulsive act. It was something planned, a decision he made after much reflection on his frustrations and disillusionments. Judas found himself in a moral and spiritual dilemma. He wanted Jesus to fulfill traditional messianic expectations, but the reality did not match these hopes. feeling betrayed by his own expectations and by Jesus's lack of political action, Judas sought out the religious leaders and negotiated the handing over of his master for 30 pieces of silver. This act of betrayal is often seen as the culmination of Judas's internal struggle. He was desperate to see change, to find a path that would lead to Israel's liberation. But at the same time, he was aware of the moral implications of his actions. The betrayal for Judas was both a desperate attempt to provoke action and a cry for help from a man who had lost hope in his leader and himself. The betrayal of Judas raises profound questions about the role of fate and free will. Since the early days of Christianity, theologians and believers have debated whether Judas was destined to betray Jesus or if he acted of his own free will. The prophecies of the scriptures speak of a close friend who would betray the Messiah, which raises the question, was Judas simply a pawn in a greater divine plan? Or did he have the choice to follow a different path? This question of fate versus free will is central to understanding the complexity of Judas's story. If he was destined to betray Jesus, then to what extent can we hold him responsible for his actions? This idea of predestination suggests that Judas had no control over his role in history, which leads us to question the justice of his condemnation. On the other hand, if Judas acted by his own choice, then his betrayal was a conscious act of evil, and he must be held accountable for his actions. This tension between fate and free will continues to intrigue scholars to this day. Judas's story challenges us to reflect on our own lives and the choices we make. Are we truly in control of our actions, or are we guided by forces beyond our understanding? Judas's internal struggle between his destiny and his will is a reflection of a broader and more universal conflict that we all face at some point in our lives. The Last Supper is one of the most iconic moments in Christian history, and it is during this event that Judas's betrayal begins to unfold publicly. Jesus, aware of what was to come, announces to his disciples that one of them would betray him. The atmosphere in the room becomes tense, and the disciples, one by one, begin to ask, "Is it I, Lord?" Judas, knowing what he had planned, also asks the same question, maintaining his facade of loyalty until the last moment. The revelation of the betrayal during the Last Supper is a moment of deep sadness and pain for Jesus, but also one of acceptance. Jesus knows that Judas's betrayal is inevitable, but this does not lessen the emotional impact of the act. For Judas, this moment must have been filled with internal conflict. He was about to betray the man he had followed and admired, and the awareness of what was about to happen must have been overwhelming. The Last Supper also serves as a point of reflection on forgiveness. Despite knowing of the impending betrayal, Jesus continues to show love and compassion to all his disciples, including Judas. This demonstration of unconditional love is a powerful reminder of Jesus's character and the moral weight of Judas's choice. Even in the face of betrayal, Jesus remained steadfast in his mission to preach forgiveness and love, which only adds to the tragedy of Judas's decision. The final act of Judas, the betrayal of Jesus to the religious leaders, is one of the most dramatic and impactful moments in the Christian narrative. Judas leads the Roman soldiers to the Garden of Gethsemane, where Jesus was praying with his disciples. To identify Jesus to the soldiers, Judas gives him a kiss, a gesture that in normal times would symbolize friendship and respect, but in this context becomes a symbol of betrayal and disloyalty. Judas's choice to betray Jesus with a kiss is laden with irony and symbolism. The kiss, which should have been a sign of love, is transformed into an act of betrayal, a gesture that seals the fate of Jesus and simultaneously that of Judas. For Jesus, Judas's kiss is the confirmation that his suffering is about to begin, but he accepts it with resigned calm, aware that he is fulfilling God's will. For Judas, however, this final act is the point of no return. By betraying Jesus, Judas sealed not only the fate of his master, but also his own. The betrayal led him down a path of guilt and despair, a path from which he would not be able to turn back. Judas's kiss thus becomes a lasting symbol of how a single decision can have profound and irrevocable consequences, both for the betrayer and the betrayed. After the betrayal, Judas is consumed by an overwhelming sense of guilt and remorse. Realizing the gravity of his act, he tries to undo what he has done by returning the 30 pieces of silver to the religious leaders. Judas declares to the priests that he has sinned by betraying innocent blood, hoping to find some form of redemption or relief for his tormented conscience. However, the return of the silver does not bring the peace Judas sought. The religious leaders refuse his money and scorn his confession, telling him that what he has done is his problem. Desperate and unable to cope with the weight of his guilt, Judas finds himself isolated and without hope. Judas's attempt to undo his act of betrayal only serves to deepen his despair, as he realizes there is no turning back. The return of the silver coins is one of the most tragic moments in Judas's story. It is an act of desperation, a futile attempt to remedy a mistake that cannot be undone. This final gesture shows the depth of Judas's remorse, but also the harsh reality that not every mistake can be corrected. The tragedy of Judas is that, in trying to find redemption, he sinks further into despair, leading him to a tragic end. Judas's final despair led him to commit the most tragic act of his life, suicide. After realizing that there was no way to undo his betrayal and that his attempts to return the silver coins were in vain, Judas was overwhelmed by a crushing sense of guilt and desolation. Unable to find relief for his tormented conscience, he made the desperate decision to take his own life. Judas's suicide reflects his inability to find redemption or forgiveness, both from himself and from others. He found himself trapped in a cycle of remorse and guilt, unable to see a way out. This final act is deeply tragic because it shows a man who, instead of seeking help or forgiveness, surrenders to despair and self-destruction. Judas's death raises questions about the price of remorse and the human capacity to deal with the consequences of our actions. Suicide, as the conclusion of his journey, is a grim reminder of how guilt can consume a person to the point of no return. It serves as a warning about the dangers of allowing despair to drive us to irreversible decisions without considering the possibility of redemption or forgiveness. To fully understand Judas's actions, it is essential to consider the internal and external conflicts that shaped him. Psychologically, Judas was a man torn between his messianic expectations, his growing frustrations, and the pressures of the environment in which he lived. These conflicts led him into a spiral of despair, culminating in his betrayal and eventually his suicide. Internally, Judas struggled with the dissonance between what he expected from Jesus and what he actually witnessed. He wanted to see a warrior Messiah, but was confronted with a spiritual leader who preached love and forgiveness. This conflict between expectation and reality created a frustration that he could not reconcile, leading him to make decisions that went against his own values. Externally, Judas also faced significant pressures. Roman oppression, the expectation of liberation among the Jews, and tensions within the group of disciples all contributed to his increasingly fragile mental state. These external factors exacerbated his internal conflicts, creating an environment where Judas felt he had no choice but to betray Jesus. Judas's psychology, therefore, is a story of how internal and external pressures can combine destructively, leading a person to make tragic decisions. Over the centuries, the figure of Judas Iscariot has been the subject of various interpretations and representations, ranging from the absolute villain to a more complex character whose actions were motivated by internal and external conflicts. In Christian tradition, Judas is often seen as the archetype of the traitor, someone who, out of greed or despair, chose to betray the Savior. However, this view is not the only one, and in some cases is questioned or reinterpreted. In literature, art, and theology, Judas has been portrayed in various ways. In some traditions, he is seen as a pawn of fate, destined to betray Jesus to fulfill prophecies and enable the salvation of humanity. In others, he is viewed as a tragic character, whose betrayal was the result of a series of unfortunate choices and unbearable pressures. These interpretations reflect an attempt to understand the complexity of Judas's character and what he represents in the Christian narrative. Moreover, in modern times, some interpretations attempt to humanize Judas, highlighting his dilemmas and internal conflicts as a reflection of the human condition. These approaches seek to find empathy and understanding rather than condemnation, suggesting that Judas's story can be seen as a warning about the pitfalls of despair and lack of faith. The perception of Judas, therefore, has evolved over time, reflecting changes in cultural and theological attitudes toward betrayal, repentance, and redemption. One of the most intriguing questions in Judas's story is whether he could have been forgiven for his betrayal. Jesus, in his teachings, repeatedly emphasized forgiveness and mercy, extending God's love even to the most repentant sinners. If Judas had sought Jesus's forgiveness, could he have found it? This question is central to understanding the moral and spiritual implications of Judas's betrayal. However, Judas did not seek Jesus's forgiveness, at least not in the records we have. Instead, he was consumed by guilt and despair, choosing to take his own life rather than face the consequences of his actions and seek redemption. This raises the hypothesis that Judas's tragedy does not lie only in his betrayal, but also in his inability to believe that he could be forgiven. Judas's story challenges us to reflect on the nature of forgiveness and our capacity to accept grace, even after committing grave mistakes. If Jesus preached unconditional forgiveness, we can assume that Judas, like anyone else, could have been forgiven. His failure to seek forgiveness can be seen as the true tragedy of his story, a missed opportunity for redemption that could have changed the course of his life and legacy. Judas's role in the narrative of the Passion of Christ is often seen as part of a larger divine plan. The scriptures mention prophecies that speak of a close friend who would betray the Messiah, and many theologians believe that Judas was destined to fulfill this role so that the salvation of humanity could be achieved. This view raises questions about Judas's free will and to what extent he was an agent of his own actions or merely a pawn in the fulfillment of divine will. If Judas was destined to betray Jesus, then to what extent can we hold him responsible for his actions? This question has been the subject of theological debate for centuries, with some arguing that Judas had no choice in his role, while others believe that he acted of his own free will and should be held accountable for it. This tension between predestination and free will is central to understanding the complexity of Judas's betrayal. Furthermore, Judas's role in the prophecy can also be seen as an example of the paradoxical nature of Christian faith, where the greatest sin, the betrayal of the Son of God, is simultaneously the event that makes possible the greatest redemption, the salvation of humanity. This duality makes Judas a tragic and complex figure, whose role in Christian history is both necessary and profoundly sad. The idea of Judas as a pawn in the divine plan invites us to reflect on the mystery of divine providence and the role that suffering and sin play in the fulfillment of God's purposes. The question of Judas's redemption is one of the most complex and profound in the history of Christianity. Despite his betrayal, there is the possibility that Judas could have found redemption if he had sought forgiveness from Jesus. The theme of redemption is central to Christ's message, and many believe that, like other sinners who were forgiven, Judas could also have been absolved if he had sincerely repented and sought reconciliation with God. However, the biblical narrative suggests that Judas, consumed by guilt, was unable to find the path to redemption. His suicide is seen by many as a sign that he lost all hope of forgiveness, choosing despair instead of seeking divine mercy. This raises an important reflection on the power of repentance and the human capacity to accept forgiveness, even in the darkest circumstances. Judas's story, therefore, becomes a warning about the dangers of despair and the importance of believing in the possibility of redemption, regardless of the mistakes made. Judas's lack of redemption is not only a consequence of his betrayal, but also of his inability to see beyond his errors and seek the forgiveness that was within his reach. This tragedy reminds us that as long as we are alive, there is always the possibility of redemption if we are willing to seek it. The story of Judas Iscariot is more than just a tale of betrayal. It is an exploration of the depths of the human condition. Judas was not a monster, but a man with dreams, hopes, and weaknesses. His betrayal serves as a reminder that we are all capable of failing, especially when we are under pressure or facing internal conflicts. Judas's story teaches us about the devastating consequences of allowing despair and frustration to take control of our decisions. One of the most important lessons we can draw from Judas's story is the importance of compassion and understanding. Although his actions are condemnable, it is crucial to recognize that Judas was a product of his circumstances and internal conflicts. This perspective invites us to reflect on how we judge others and to consider the forces that shape people's actions. Moreover, Judas's story highlights the need to seek support and forgiveness in moments of weakness. Judas was isolated, trapped in his own thoughts and frustrations, and this led him to commit an act that he knew was wrong. His story is a warning that isolation and lack of communication can lead to disastrous decisions, and that seeking help and understanding is crucial to avoid falling into such traps. The figure of Judas Iscariot encapsulates the complexity of human nature, a mixture of good and evil, of light and darkness. Judas was one of the disciples chosen by Jesus, someone who witnessed miracles, heard profound teachings, and shared intimate moments with the Messiah. Yet he was also the betrayer, the man who handed over his master for 30 pieces of silver. This duality within Judas reflects the internal struggles that we all face. Judas's complexity reminds us that good and evil are not external forces that control us, but elements within ourselves that we are constantly balancing. Judas had within him the capacity to be both a loyal follower and a traitor, and his actions were the result of the choices he made throughout his life. This raises questions about the nature of free will and how our decisions shape who we become. Judas's story also invites us to reflect on the potential for good and evil in our own lives. We all have moments when we struggle with our own shadows, with the temptations and pressures that can lead us astray. Judas's story serves as a reminder that the battle between good and evil is constant, and that it is our responsibility to choose the path that leads to the light, even when it is difficult. The legacy of Judas Iscariot in Christian culture is profound and enduring. He is often cited as the ultimate example of betrayal, and his name has become synonymous with disloyalty and deceit. Throughout the centuries, the figure of Judas has been used to illustrate the dangers of greed, despair, and lack of faith. However, his legacy is also a reflection on human frailty and the possibility of redemption, even for those who have committed the worst acts. In art, literature, and theology, Judas is represented in various ways, ranging from the absolute villain to a tragic and complex figure whose role in the Christian narrative is essential for understanding the sacrifice and redemption of Jesus. These representations vary according to the cultural and religious perspectives of each era, reflecting changing attitudes toward betrayal, repentance, and forgiveness. Judas's legacy, therefore, is multifaceted. It challenges us to confront our own failings and consider the ways in which we can seek redemption, even when it seems impossible. His story is a warning, but also an opportunity to reflect on the choices we make and the impact they have on our lives and the lives of those around us. The story of Judas Iscariot is one of the most intense and complex in Christianity, offering deep lessons about human nature, the power of forgiveness, and the possibility of redemption. Judas, the disciple who became a traitor, teaches us about the dangers of despair, greed, and frustration, but also invites us to reflect on the choices we make and how they shape our destiny. Despite his betrayal, Judas's story is also one of warning and potentially hope. It reminds us that we are all susceptible to mistakes, but that forgiveness and redemption are always within our reach if we have the courage to seek them. Judas's legacy is a call to empathy, understanding, and reflection on our own lives. In the end, the story of Judas is more than just a simple narrative of betrayal. It is a deep exploration of the forces that shape our actions and the consequences of our choices. It challenges us to look beyond the surface, to consider the motivations and internal conflicts that lead a person to make desperate decisions. And above all, it reminds us that the ability to forgive and seek redemption is what makes us truly human.